29 minutes now before 8. Welcome to Sunday Breakfast with me, Donna Birrell, right here at BBC Radio Cornwall. And did you know that the Bible has been translated into Cornish? It was unveiled in Cornwall recently, and to tell us more, we're joined in the studio by one of the driving forces behind it, Ray Chubb. Morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Donna.
And the man who actually... And the man who actually translated it, and what a task that would have been, Professor Nicholas Williams. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in, and I'm delighted to say you've actually brought the great book with you, haven't you? So I wonder if we can start by one of you reading a little extract from the Bible in Cornish.
I read from the sixth chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah's vision of the Lord. In vleden my fe maro miternosi, mia welas an arloth, a sethis in tron, iwal ha liftis in ban. A lost an event a Lenwian templar. A yuta, a theza o sevelan seraphins. Pobonan an ovens and jeva huech askel. Gans dew askel ever gither e fas, gans dew ever gither e dries, a gans dew a theza ebb or neger. Hag a theza nail o kelwal the geller, hag o leveral. Sans, you an arloth a luio. A ma all the norvies learn I glory.
Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed for that. Professor Nicholas, now, you actually translated it. How long did it take?
I'd already done the New Testament, which was published in 2002 by Ray. So one-fifth of the work was already, was done. It just needed to be revised and respelt. For the Old Testament, I can't remember. I don't remember, because I was doing it for a number of years. It wasn't more than about, six years, I think.
Right. Okay. I'm quite surprised. I thought it would have taken a lot longer than that. But as you say, Ray had already done a lot of work. Morning to you, Ray.
Good morning. Yeah.
So, Ray, yes, your task has actually been distributing the Bible,
yes,
hasn't
that's right.
it?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your interest and why you're doing all of this?
Well, I've been involved with the Cornish language for. Well, it's more than 30 years now, and we run a small Cornish language publishing company anyway, and we actually published the New Testament 9 years ago, translated by Nicholas, and we thought it was only natural that we should be distributors for the complete Bible in Cornish.
Mm. And what sort of take-up have you had so far? What sort of level of interest have you had?
Quite a lot of interest, yes. I was at St. Clair last Sunday, as you know.
Yes, that's right.
And we'll be introducing it at the Old Federation of Old Cornwall Society's Winter Festival in November. And, it was released, really, at the Cornish Gorseth. And readings from it were used at the Gorseth church service the day after. And so, yeah, there's been quite a lot of interest.
Why do you think it's so important to have the Bible in Cornish?
Well, I think one of the reasons we lost our language was because there was no Bible in Cornish. The Welsh had the Bible in the time of Queen Elizabeth, but unfortunately Cornwall didn't. And I think probably that more than anything else was the reason why the language died out as a native tongue. Of course, we've had a very successful revival of Cornish now, and really the whole Bible in Cornish is a culmination of that revival.
Mm, that's wonderful, it really is. Thank you for the moment, Ray. Nicholas, if I can ask you, you're a specialist in Celtic languages,
yes.
Aren't you? And is that something that you've obviously been interested in Celtic languages all your life?
I'm from London, but the first Celtic language that I learned actually was Cornish when I was 15. And then on, I went on to other languages.
Why were you drawn to learning Cornish?
It just was a bit odd, a bit bizarre. And then I learned Irish, and I actually spent 30 years, I'm now retired, but I spent 30 years teaching Irish to the Irish through the medium of Irish in University College Dublin. And Celtic languages have been my entire working life and a lot of my playing life, and I speak Irish to all my children as well.
Yes, that's wonderful. Did you ever reach a point, though, while you were translating the Bible that you thought, oh no, actually, what have I undertaken? I'm not sure I can actually finish this.
No, I never thought that, because I took the, I thought, quite sensible step of doing the boring bits first. So I went deliberately to Leviticus. I started with Leviticus because that's the terribly boring bit about what you can and cannot eat. Whether you can eat locusts, but you mustn't eat other insects, and you can eat certain animals, but you can't eat the bat or the pig, and so forth. I did the really boring bits first. I mean, this is quite deliberate.
Okay, no, that's really interesting. And we've just had a chat, actually, during the hymn that was playing just a few moments ago. And you said to me, have you ever read the Bible? And I'm afraid I said, no, I haven't. Obviously, I've read extracts, but I haven't sat down and read the Bible in its entirety. And you were quite shocked, weren't you?
Not really.
No. Oh, okay. Oh, good. That's good. But why do you think it is so important, and why would you love it if more and more people could actually sit and make an effort to actually read the Bible?
Well, I'm not sure that it would be a good idea if everybody were to read the Bible right through. But the Bible is, as well as being the Hebrew scriptures and the Christian scriptures, the Bible is also one of the defining books of our culture. Today, this year, is the 400th anniversary of the King James Version, which has had a colossal influence on English, which people often don't realize. And the Bible is also, once you've got the Bible, as Ray said, in Welsh, for example, or in German, Luther's Bible, or Jerome's Vulgate, once you've got the Bible, you've really created your literary language. And it's terribly important, therefore, and I hope that this will be influential in the Cornish Revival.
That's a very interesting point, because a few weeks ago in the studio we had a gentleman called Barry Funnell who was raising awareness of a charity called The Word for the World. And part of his job, part of his mission, if you like, is to go around the world translating or helping individual communities translate the Bible into their languages. And he said there are thousands of languages which we are trying to get the Bible translated into, which is very interesting. But now Cornwall has its own translation. Yeah. It's quite a milestone, isn't it?
It is, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor Nicholas Williams, for that. Thank you. And just bringing in Ray again here, I know there'll be lots of people listening thinking, where can I sort of have a look at the Bible in Cornish? Is it possible? Can I buy it? How does that work?
Yeah, well, as I said, we run a small publishing company called Spiris Agarno. You can contact us by phone. It's a Camborne number, 01209 842 394.
So 01209 842 394.
Or you can go to the website of the Language Society, which I'm chairman of, which is Agantavis.
How do you spell that? I know I should know and I don't. Isn't that terrible?
Agantavas.
And what does that mean? And
that means our language.
Okay, Agantavis.
Yes, and their website address is www.agantavis.com.
Agantavis.com.
Yeah, and there's a book list on that site, and you can order a copy through that if you want to.
That's wonderful. But I mean, it really is a huge achievement for Cornwall and for Cornish heritage.
Yes, most certainly is. And the reason I was prepared to put so much work into it is that it's a very readable version of the Bible in Cornish. The Cornish is right in your face. It's very clear. Most Cornish language speakers speak it as a second language, so it is important that the Word of God comes through to them clearly in Cornish, which it most certainly does in this translation.
That's wonderful, because of course you proofread it, didn't you? How long did that take?
Well, I probably spent about a year when we did the New Testament proofreading that, and the Old Testament, I've done that over about 2 years.
That's wonderful. Well, well done to both of you. And I know that many, many people will be very, very pleased that we now have a Bible in Cornish. So thank you very much indeed, Ray Chubb and Professor Nicholas Williams. Thank you.
Donna Birrell, BBC Radio Cornwall.
Now,